This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're here with the inimitable Ms. Robin.
Good morning.
And I truly mean inimitable. Yes, exactly right. You'll have to look that one up if you don't know what that means. The lovely and gracious, inimitable Ms. Robin.
Unable to imitate?
Yeah, pretty close, yeah. Yes.
I figured I could get that.
Yeah, you're pretty sharp on that. Anyway, we're here to talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. Exciting stuff going on in our world, number one. We started this new thing, this new business. And if you happen to pick up a copy of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly or you go online to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, that's all spelled out, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, you'll see in the back of the magazine on page 56, an announcement for something called Bucks, Bears, Stags. Bucks, Bears, Stags is a antler and skull measuring enterprise that recognizes outstanding Maryland whitetail bucks, black bears, and sick of deer stags.
And we're getting a lot of good feedback.
We have got on board, we've got Robert Newton III. Robert is a certified Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, Long Hunters, and Shed Hunters, North American Shed Hunters Club, certified scoring expert, certified scorer for those organizations. Robert is going to be running. He's the scoring coordinator for the whole thing. He's the manager of the whole deal.
If we can keep him out of the woods.
Well, he hunts too. He bow hunts a lot with his son Mason, and both good hunters. But Robert is, he may have scored one of your deer, as far as our listeners are concerned. We've got Fred Horn on board. Fred's the veteran Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young score here in Maryland. Fred's been doing it for 30-some years, and he's with us. And then we've got Steve Keithley down in southern Maryland. Steve, Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young score. Steve is he's basically a retired guy. He does nothing but hunt and golf. He's on it, going on an elk hunt here soon. Hunted all over the continent for all kinds of game. And we've got Doug Wigfield. He's our sick of deer specialist. Now, Doug and Robert and Fred and Steve are all pros. Now, Doug used to be Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young. He retired a couple years ago from that. But these guys are all pros, experts. And what they're going to do is not only score whitetails and sick of deer and black bears, they're going to authorize folks who are interested in scoring antlers and bear skulls for Maryland species, whitetail deer, sick of deer, and black bears, all Maryland, to do that. So if you are interested in scoring, I'm going to give you an email address. If you want to be the guy running the tape on the antlers and becoming involved with Bucks, Bears, Stags, we're looking for people all over the state. And you can pass this on to your buddies and everything else. I'm going to give you an email address. Now, my email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Very easy to remember. And you can email me there about Bucks, Bears, and Stags, okay? But the Bucks, Bears, Stags official email address is bbs@bucks-bears-stags.com. We are working on the website. We sent all the information to the webmaster yesterday. The website should be up and running, and I'll describe more of that to you when we get it there. Facebook page should be up this weekend. Bucks-Bears-Stags on Facebook. It's not up there yet. So we're looking for people to like our Facebook page, to hit our website, and to get that grandpa's deer that he killed back in Montgomery County, back, you know, whatever. We're looking for historical bucks to come out of the woodwork. We're looking for current bucks, bears, sick of deer. You know, we've had a bear season here for since 2004. Nobody's ever kept any records of the sizes of the bears other than DNR. But we want to be able to give people recognition. You know, we know that the largest, heaviest black bear came from Dorchester County. It was, was taken by a girl from Dorchester County in Garrett County. And that bear was over 600 pounds.
Just blows me away. You know what else has excited me?
What?
Enthusiasm that people have about it.
Oh.
About their, you know, their, the whole thing. And just the love of hunting and the...
Yeah, and wanting to share that.
We've also noticed a lot of people wanting to get... To share with their kids and stuff like that to get them interested. And
sure. We've been calling some people that we know. Some people who have current record book animals. Tim Krause has a state record sick of deer, an 8-point, a gorgeous animal. He's going to be recognized with BBS. We have Mr. Duhamel, who has the number one non-typical bow kill. We have Mr. Gertz, who has the number two non-typical bow kill here in Maryland. We have Charlie Wallace, who was on the cover of Hunting Quarterly last winter with a 180-some-inch crossbow kill that netted 172. We've got his score sheet. He's enthused.
I loved hearing him talk.
Wasn't he fun?
He was, and he's just... All in, they just
yeah.
The whole thing gets you excited.
Well, you know, he's a taxidermist, and he loves hunting. He loves hunting those mature animals, and that's, you know that we have a world class whitetail herd here in Maryland. We know we have a unique, nowhere else in the country, sick of deer herd, right here, and we have taken over 800 bears here in Maryland in the past 15 years. So something like that. Mine was what, 790.
Your what?
My bear.
790.
The tag.
Oh, yes, 790. Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Where
I'm
is
sorry.
That yellow tag?
I thought you said 790. I said no.
Now, where is that? No. Where is that yellow tag, by the way? Do you know where it is?
You were supposed to put it underneath the mount.
Oh, maybe I did. We'll see what happened to it. I hope it's there.
If it's not, it's in the glove box.
It could be in the glove box. Yeah. So, my Maryland bear, I won't even have it scored.
She's so pretty.
She's beautiful. I mean, there's no question about that.
She scared me the other day in the back room when I forgot she was there.
Oh, you forgot the bear was there, walked in. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, the dogs aren't too enamored with it either, but that's okay. I'd like to hear from you. If you've taken a big deer, you know where there is a big Maryland deer that was taken, of course, fair chase, legally, ethically, and all that stuff. We'd love to hear about it. Sick of deer, black bear, all the above. We have a sow that was taken. It's in this issue of the Quarterly, and it's been in there before. Dave Seacott from down in Dorchester County. Dave actually took the very first bear here in Maryland, and then he took one last year, 2016, with his flintlock. Sitting there, and, you know.
You're right.
Yeah. Sitting there in the evening, you know, and here comes a bear ambling down over the hill, and it's a big one. And Dave watches it, and it's coming closer and closer. And I think it got to 15 yards, and he took the shot and dropped it with a flintlock. I mean, there's no second shot at 15 yards. You know, you better fix bayonets at that point. But... So anyway, that's a big sow. We don't know if there's been a bigger sow taken or not in Maryland. Well, Dave's going to have that one scored. What else do we have come in that we were excited about? Holt Benner. I think that deer's number 4 or 5, non-typical bow kill. Al Pasecki's number 2 crossbow kill here in Maryland, non-typical. So all these guys are excited about this new program. These are the guys that are out there doing it. We're going to have a pickup or a non-hunting division. We've got some tremendous deer that were found, you know, during shed hunting, and some of them were on the Eastern Shore. Some of them were victims
Brain abscess.
Brain abscess disease. Yep, brain abscess disease that killed these beautiful animals. So, you know, these animals ought to be recognized. So that's where we are. We'll keep telling you about that more and more. Now, Maryland Hunting Coalition, what's going on with that? Well, Coalition is sponsoring we're the exclusive sponsors of a get-together of Maryland legislators up in Washington County at Woodmont, coming up here in a few weeks. This is where the Legislative Sportsmen's Caucus gets together. Our advocate, Mr. Bill Miles, will be on hand, and he'll be working with lawmakers and some of the other folks that, like wildlife officials and things like that, talking to them about the issues that affect hunters. And so we're very active with the coalition on a year-round basis. We've got things planned and going and rocking and rolling with that. Our newsletter's coming out here this coming week. So if you do not belong to the Maryland Hunting Coalition, go to the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. And, I mean, hunting season's right here, a couple weeks. Not even a couple, but very soon, September 1, next Saturday, hunting season's here. And, you know, take a look at what the coalition's doing. Again, the website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. So we're excited about the way things are going here. You know, they're really going well. And, some of the stuff that we're involved in is making some forward progress. Our hunting summit, the invitations have gone out for the hunting summit to leaders in the hunting world to come to Annapolis on the 24th of September. And that's the day after National Hunting and Fishing Day. It's the third anniversary of the Maryland Hunting Coalition's founding. That's the day we announced that we were up and running, National Hunting and Fishing Day 3 years ago, 2014. So, the third summit is going to be attended by leaders from the hunting community all across the spectrum here, from trappers to bow hunters to officials in some large hunting organizations and things like that. So we're going to offer those invitations out there to anybody who's a leader in the hunting community. And waterfowlers are invited, too. I haven't heard back from the Maryland waterfowlers, but, you know, we've got folks on our advisory panel that should show up. So we'll be there. Otherwise, here we are. And we're taking your calls, 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're going to talk a little bit about bugs and ticks when we come back from our first break, which is right now. So let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be calling down there a little later in the show, but their sale is today. We were in there, what day were we in there, 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
2 days ago, and they were getting the stuff. Their prices are good on this stuff. A lot of things. It's kind of a blowout sale from a whole bunch of stuff all around the store. You know, of course, it's bow season coming up here shortly, and they've got all the brands of bows out there. Matthews is the big one. They're selling out of all the Hoyts. They're all in stock. The ones in stock are on clearance. They've got the brand new Raven crossbow, Barnett, Mission 10 Point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, all those crossbows are available. Of course, they do custom arrows and bow tuning and accessories. But today, it's all about the sale. It's kind of a clear out the store and big savings, huge blowout. Where's all this stuff on sale? I saw some stuff there that I wouldn't mind getting myself. You know what I mean?
Great.
Yeah, today and tomorrow. Today and tomorrow at Chesapeake Outdoors. They're on Kent Island, right on Route 50 East. It's exit 39B. It's called Dominion Road. You get off there, and you kind of go around the Exxon, and you'll pass the sign on 50, and then you'll kind of get off the exit and go right in the back parking lot. Very easy. Very easy access on and off Route 50. And that's all cranking up today. So why not call them if you want, 410-604-2500. I believe they're open now. I think they open at 5 and they run till 7 tonight, but I'm not sure how long the sale is on. But you'll see it. You'll see it if you're going on Route 50. You owe it to yourself to stop in. Not just hunting stuff, fishing stuff too. Whatever they got, you're going to save money on. So that's Chesapeake Outdoors. Make sure you check it out. Big sale today and tomorrow. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPN.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still prayed upon his mind. Kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all. Hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Dead in 1962, he had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. But I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years.
That's just creepy.
He's back.
It took me forever to figure out this song. I don't know why. It won number one country song 2 years in a row back in whenever. But I tell you, greatest country song ever written, you know. George Jones. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680. You know who we haven't heard from in a week or two on email? John B., my buddy. I don't know where he's been. Maybe he's on vacation or something. I don't know. Hope everything's good. John, let me know you're all right, buddy. We're thinking about you today. Okay, so one of my buddies, one of our writers, as a matter of fact, Dave Seacott, he also writes for the Salisbury paper. Dave is a he does mosquito control for the state. He's been all over, and he said been spending a lot of time in Talbot County, where you know Robin and I are. And I said, he said, tell your hunters that it's going to be a 2 thermocell fall. He asked me if I had my thermocells ready to go this year for sick of deer and, you know, early duck season and dove season and all that stuff where you got to sit. I said, why? He said, it's bad. It is bad. With all the rain, there's a lot of little breeding ponds around. You know, mosquitoes breed in water, and that's where the, you know, the larva comes right up out of the water. Never forget the first time I saw that. I was in Canada. We were staying on an island in Val-d'Or, Quebec. I was 12 years old. We were fishing walleyes, northern pike, whatever else would bite. And we had to climb this mica kind of a cliff off the lake to trek back into through the woods to find the fresh water. So I have no idea how we knew it was there, how someone in camp knew it was there. But to get fresh water, rather than take it out of the Ottawa River, I don't know why, we went up this mica shelf, basically, up into the woods where it flattened out. We went back and we found this spring and would dip our water out of this pool. Well, it was loaded with mosquito larvae. It looked like it was the only freshwater spot in the, and we'd dip our water out, and all these little mosquito larvae in there, why that would have been better than lake water or river water, I don't know. But, you know, we'd boil it, you know, and strain it and get all that stuff out of there. But that was the first time at age 12 I saw how mosquitoes, you know, they breed and they lay their eggs in the water and they hatch and larvae, and then they hatch out. Just like, you know, flies for mayflies or stoneflies or anything for fly fishing. Mosquitoes are the same way. Well, there's so much pooled water around because of all the rain, the mosquito breeding is going crazy. Okay. And the way they figured how to do this is they, whatever time of day, wherever they're working, they take a mosquito count and they walk outside with their bare arms. And they count how many mosquitoes land on them in a minute. And in the center of Rock Hall this week, one morning in the middle of the week, Dave stopped in the middle of downtown Rock Hall, got out of his truck, walked out with his bare arms exposed, 15 mosquitoes a minute. Now, that's not real high. That'll make you very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. Yeah, you know, and so, yeah. So he said, make sure your guy, tell everybody that's, you know, thermocell, in case somebody doesn't know what that is, it's a little device that runs on butane, okay? You put the butane cylinder in, it comes with them, and you can buy extras. You put the butane cylinder in, you turn it in, you ignite it, and it heats up this filament inside this device. It's only about 10 inches long, maybe 4 inches wide, but it's got a little metal plate, and under that is the coil that's heated by the butane. Then there's a grid above the metal plate where you slide a bug repellent pad, a little blue bug repellent pad that's, you know, saturated with bug repellent over this hot plate. Uh-huh. And then the hot plate heats up the bug repellent, and it gives you a cone of protection about 15 feet around you.
Yeah, a smaller version of what you can put up in your backyard.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. But these are very portable, mm-hmm. very effective, and I've used them on let me put it this way. I didn't have one year when we went on a 3-day sick of deer hunt. The first afternoon I had one. I had, if I recall, 80 mosquito bites on my hands. Yeah, after a morning in the sick of deer stand. So I have been almost desensitized to mosquito bites. I mean, they'll bite me and it'll swell up, but they don't itch a lot. I think what happened when I was a kid, I got bit so much I almost built up like an immunity to it, an antibody or whatever to it. But they'll itch a little bit, but not horrible for me. But I don't like getting bit anyway. No. So I got a permacell and never had another mosquito land on me the rest of the trip. Went to bear camp in New Brunswick in 2009 and 2011. Of course, Canada in the summertime. We kind of wait for the bugs to start to go bear hunting because the bugs bother the bears just as much as they bother us. So the bears are more active in the evenings and they're starting to feed and that type of thing. And you'll see them. They'll shake. You know, they'll be sitting there gnawing on a beaver carcass, and all of a sudden they'll stand up and they'll shake, and a cloud will come off of the back of a bear. Just, you know, as they get these mosquitoes and black flies off of them. But we actually strapped the thermocell on our arms to walk around camp. We took the little holsters they come in, and we strapped them to us, even in the bear stand. I'd take mine off and just hang it right there beside me in the bear stand. It didn't seem to, the scent didn't seem to bother the bears at all. But I tell you what, it kept us bug-free most of the time. So it looks like I got to find my thermocells and get them all tuned up and ready to go. And if not, I'll buy a couple more. So they're about $30 for the whole kit, you know, the starter kit, $10 for the holster, something like that. I think you can get them on sale cheaper. But it's always good to keep a couple extra canisters of butane in your pack, a couple extra little repellent pads. So. But, yeah, it's going to be a mosquito year. Yep, going to be a mosquito year, definitely. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I was listening and
oh, okay.
Just agreeing when I thought it was appropriate.
I see. I got it. Robin never agrees with me. Very rarely.
I'll agree on anything to keep mosquitoes off of me.
You will?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially the fact staying inside really helps.
Oh, they love you. Hey, look, mosquitoes love you.
I know. I walk outside, I'm like...
Yeah, they like you for some reason.
I'm just so sweet.
And that's the whole thing right there.
Yeah, if they knew the real me.
Well, yeah, I know. I know the real you.
They wouldn't bite me.
I know the real you, and I'm still attracted to you.
Go away.
So, I don't know that I've ever bit you on purpose, but
too much information.
All right. Well,
I
anyway.
Can't answer that. I give. I'm off. I'm done.
Where are our callers? We want to talk to our callers.
Please, all right, hurry up.
All right. Well, look, that's the thermocells, the mosquito thing. Now, the only other thing that I recommend and have found over the years that repels mosquitoes is DEET. DEET. When you look for an insect repellent, you want to look for the higher percentage of DEET. I use Repel, I think. Let me tell you, skin so soft and all that stuff, forget it. Okay? Number one, I want something as unscented as possible, but as much DEET as possible. Now, to apply DEET when you're deer hunting, especially bow hunting, and you don't want to get that on your equipment, and you don't, okay? When I use either the spray or just the liquid, and I spray it on the backs of my hands, okay? And I rub it in the backs of my hands, and then I use the backs of my hands to apply it to my ears, backs of my ears, front of my ears, my face, my neck, okay, and up my arms. I use the backs of my hands with the DEET on it, you know, the insect repellent on it, and that way I'm not touching any equipment or anything like that. And, you know, it can take the finish off of a bow, trust me. It's that bad. But, you know, that's the way I use it. And, of course, I use a head net, you know, face mask to keep anything away. But early season, yeah, you can get bit up pretty hard. I just like to keep the bugs away from me. Now, the worst thing in the world are ticks and chiggers. I've had them. I've had chiggers. I've had three.
He flips out.
I've had 300. I don't like spiders either, and I don't like ticks. I've had 300 chigger bites on me at one time. Walked into high grass in Dorchester County, first day of dove season 1 year. Wasn't smart. I was helping my grandson retrieve a dove. I came out and it looked like somebody had sprinkled pepper on both arms. And I said to myself, sweating. And I looked at that and I said, you know what? I'm in trouble. I knew it. I knew exactly what it was when it happened. Didn't know I had them in my legs, but I did. Now, a chigger is a tiny little critter. And you can see them, you know, when they're crawling on you. But they bite you and they leave. They get what they want from one bite and they're gone. The bad thing about chiggers is when they bite you, they inject you with an anticoagulant, okay? The anticoagulant then just lets them feed unhindered on your blood, and it leaves a residue. So when you see those red spots pop up and they start to itch, they're not chiggers. They're chigger bites. The chiggers are gone. So, you know, putting nail polish and all that stuff on those red spots is meaningless. It doesn't do anything. Okay, but you do want to make sure you treat those bites. You'll know you're done with the chiggers when the little hard pus core pops out of all the little pustules. Okay, and that's when you know you're done. But you're going to itch your tail off until that time. So they bite, they drop off, they inject you, that gets infected, that infection gets a little hard kernel, and that's when it's done. 3 to 6 weeks.
Ouch.
Yeah, 3 to 6 weeks. It takes a while. Now, let's talk about my mortal enemy, ticks. Been bitten half a dozen times by ticks. Every time, go to the doctor. Bitten by a tick. Do you have a rash? No. Do you have bullseye? No. Okay. We'll put you on antibiotics. Come back in 2-3 weeks. We'll give you a Lyme test. Never had a positive Lyme test. Got bitten, 2 months ago?
Oh, yeah.
On the ankle. Okay. Same thing. That tick bite itched more and left more of a mark than any other I've ever had.
Well, you tore at it before you even... Never mind.
What do you mean I tore at it? What?
Digging it and...
Well, I didn't like it in there. I mean, I could see it. So I got it off.
You were driving, weren't you?
I was driving when I popped that thing off of there. You're right. So anyway, that thing itched, and of course, called the doctor. One-day course of doxycycline. Apparently, it's 200 milligrams or something like that, and it's a one-day deal. It's supposed to kill everything. I'm not confident in that treatment. You know, I'd rather do like 3 weeks of, course or something like that. But anyway, leave that up to your doctor. And there are tick experts. But the only thing that will keep a tick from you is a insect repellent that is permethrin-based. They used to call it permanone, but the real active ingredient is permethrin, okay? It is extremely poisonous. There is a spray called Sawyer, which I use, bought one the other day. The active ingredient is permethrin. It's half of 1%. This is a 24-ounce bottle with half of 1% of that being permethrin. That's all it takes, okay? You do not spray this on your body. You treat your clothing with it. You treat your socks. You treat your pants. You treat your shirt. And mostly your outer gear. The way that works is you spray it on and you leave it dry. Now, it'll last for up to 6 weeks, 6-7 weeks, like that, provided you don't wash the clothing. Now, if you wash it, use Gentle Cycle. Use, you know, low setting on the dryer. It'll help preserve it. But usually I retreat. So they say 3 ounces per outfit to allow enough permethrin molecules to penetrate into the layers of the clothing. And what this does is when a tick gets on you, he'll drop off because he doesn't like it. He'll be repelled, or it'll actually outright kill him. So I spray not only my pants, my socks, I spray my boots and let them dry too because I wear knee boots mostly during archery season. And I spray the boots too and just, you know, make sure that there's nothing getting on the boots. That's where they'll usually start at the ground and come up. But I've had ticks come on at shoulder level. You know, I picked one out from behind my ear in 95. I was on a hunt in Delaware, and the woods were flooded. And I walked through the woods to try and push some deer to a buddy and got through some of these bushes that were you know, head high, shoulder high, and got a tick in Delaware in January. Of course, it was 60 degrees. So, but anyway, here's something to learn about permethrin, P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N. Sawyers and some others have permethrin. There used to be one called Permanone, and I think Repel makes a tick repellent with permethrin in it. Okay. When treating clothing, Sawyer recommends using 3 ounces of formula per garment. It does not matter whether the garment is size small or extra large. You're seeking the molecules in 3 ounces of the formula to protect you. If you're treating your socks, they count in the overall application as well as, and the formula is used is part of the 6 ounces needed to treat an outfit. Applying less than 3 ounces per garment will lead to unsatisfactory results. So I've got a 24-ounce bottle here. That'll treat 4 outfits, shirt, pants, and socks, okay? The more permethrin molecules in the area, the greater your overall protection. Treating your shirt and pants is much more effective than just treating one of the garments. Also, treating your backpack significantly adds to the protection from your shirt and pants, okay? While ticks usually find you at the ankle level, be sure to treat the socks and pants. They can also climb bushes and find you at higher levels. So be sure to treat your shirt as well as if you're there, you're around bushes and concerned about ticks. I know we walked through one fallow field that has, you know, waist-high, shoulder-high stuff, and they can get you on the waistband. That's another access point around your waist, around your belt. Ask Laura about getting ticks around your, you know, tick bites around your belt, tick bites and chiggers in particular around your waistband.
Nope.
Not pleasant. Sweating and exposure to water does not significantly deteriorate the permethrin application. It's primarily the agitation of a washing machine which deteriorates the permethrin application as it knocks the molecules loose from the fabric. For best results, Sawyers recommends hand washing and air drying. When using conventional washer and dryer, use the gentle wash and dry cycles. Loss due to the dryer is limited compared to the detergent and washer agitation. Dry cleaning removes permethrin from the fabric. I don't dry clean any of my camo anyway, you know.
Can't see you dry cleaning.
Nah, I can't see that. Storing garments in dark plastic bags between uses helps preserve the application. Here's one I found very interesting. Listen to this.
I'm listening.
Do not expose cats to wet permethrin as it affects their central nervous system.
Why only cats?
Don't know. It makes a note here. It says this is not true with dogs, horses, or cows.
Or people.
Nope. Cats can be around permethrin-treated fabrics once the application has dried. Don't put it in your fish tank. Don't drop your empty bottle into a creek. Permethrin is deadly to fish. Just, it'll wipe them out. So, that's
it. I have the best solution.
What's that?
Ticks and mosquitoes.
What?
When you go hunting, you get me a hotel room.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Not one call this morning. Haven't heard from John B. Don't know where Chuck is.
He's smart. He's sleeping.
I know where Chuck is. He was sitting around that fire last night.
He was having a good old time last
night. Yeah, I know. Sitting around the fire ring, having barbecue, enjoying himself, relaxing. Yeah, 8 o'clock last night. Hey, we're out on what side of the bridge you're on. Come on up.
Wrong side of the bridge,
everybody. So, anyway. Chris, what do you think we need to do to inspire a couple of folks to give us a call? Do I need to talk about anything other than first day of dove season coming up here in the first next week, first day of squirrel season on the second, the first day of bow season on the 8th?
I would think that those topics would get people going because, I mean,
think.
It's not that far away.
No, it's not. It's not.
And if
like
they have
here.
Any questions or if they're a first-time hunter, good resource right here on the radio to call and say, hey, I've got a problem with this or I need to find out about that. Let me.
I am the natural resource on the radio.
There you go.
Come on, please call. I can't listen to you anymore.
Pretty soon, I guess we'll start telling knock knock jokes.
We might. Hey, I got a good one.
Okay.
Go ahead and start it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I don't know.
That's right. That's why it's a joke, because you started it. All right. What, Robin?
Nothing.
Hey, some of the jokes you tell when we're driving down the highway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. Hey, we did have an interesting bug occurrence yesterday, however.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Oh, yes.
What happened?
Jiminy Cricket Grasshopper.
What?
I called him Jiminy Cricket, but it was a grasshopper.
I know. Where did he hitch a ride?
On Route 18 in Stevensville.
Yeah, where'd we stop? I forget where we stopped.
We got the pizza at that new
Fireplace. That was really good. Can't remember. Delicio's, yeah. Anyway, we get in the car, we're driving along, and Robin looks down, and there's a grasshopper on the rearview mirror.
And I loved the grasshoppers in OVO the other night. OVO is, I can't say it right, Circus de Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil. Anyway, Circus of the Sun, I think is what it means. Anyway, yeah, she went to Cirque du Soleil the other night at the arena. Anyway, so there's a grasshopper on the rearview mirror. Didn't leave all the way down Route 50 to Easton.
I mean, that's where you're going.
Speed limit. I mean, we looked over, and this little thing's backed in against the mirror, you know, and his antennas are flipping all over the place. And we get close to Easton, and he turns around, and now he's headed into the wind, you know, like aerodynamic.
Like a dog.
He's got his goggles on, you know, his antennas are flying back and forth.
And I guess it was about right outside of Graysonville, between Graysonville and Queenstown.
Yeah.
He lost his back legs, and he held on just with his front legs. And I thought, okay, we're losing him. He's gone. Nope. He pulled himself back down, curled back up, looked right at me, and sat there the whole way home.
Grasshopper. I mean, you know, how far is that? 20 miles?
Probably.
Yeah, at 55 miles an hour?
At 55, my foot. But yes, 55 miles an
hour. Okay, 56. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, and he hung on the side of that car. We got to the house, and he climbed up the glass. You know, he's like, hey, I'll see you. You know.
He just stayed there.
He stayed there the whole time.
He was still in the car when I left him.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't put any permethrin or any repel.
If he'd hurt my little grasshopper, I would have been upset.
Oh, come on. I didn't expect.
Now, the wolf spider this week you could have gotten a hold of.
Yeah, let's not talk about the wolf spider. Too spooky.
He missed it.
It ran on all eight legs faster than me.
It was under the sink. I've never seen one in my house in my life. I still haven't seen it.
It was a good one.
50-cent piece?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alan and spiders.
No, we don't get along.
It's not fun.
Mm-mm. We don't get along.
They love mosquitoes.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter to him.
I know, it's in the
house.
It
doesn't matter. It could eat 1,000 mosquitoes. If it's in the house and I see it, forget it. Yeah. So anyway, but no, I don't like spiders.
Mm-mm. I can understand that.
Nope.
I mean,
I spent a day in a deer's. You know those little spotted ones that jump?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know those little spotted
uh-huh.
spiders?
Yeah.
They're all over my deer stand in Cecil County. I spent a day in a wooden box deer stand in Dorchester County one time years ago. That was an interesting time. With the jumping white spotted black spiders, must have been 100 of them all over that deer stand.
You really wanted to hunt because I can't understand.
I wasn't having a good time. But No. Well, I saw one deer come out, buck. Guy shot it across the field. Never saw anything like this in my life. The deer hit the ground and it looked like Curly on the Three Stooges, you know?
Oh, okay.
Did one, boop, 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 uh-huh. You know, yeah. Spun around the circle, jumped up, and took off down through the woods. They hunted that deer for 3 hours. You know, I'm watching this whole team going on, you know, 500 yards, 600 yards across the field. Never found that deer.
Uh-oh.
I think the guy hit it in the rack. I think he hit it in the antler.
Uh-huh.
And knocked it goofy a little bit. And it, you know, it went down.
Shocked it a little
bit. Yeah, just shocked it and went down. But, you know, spun around a little bit like mm-hmm. it was dazed and jumped back up and took off. And I'm pretty sure that's where he hit that deer. He didn't put a fatal wound on it. So later in the day, doe came out. I shot it. And it went into this huge choppings like thing, jumped in there right at the edge of dark, you know, still legal shooting time, of course. And by the time I got over there,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm looking for this deer, and guy comes out it was this club I went to hunt with. Just an invitation thing.
Okay.
I wasn't impressed. And a guy comes out, and I said, look, I hit one. And I said, it's in that brush, you know. And I said, we'll go, you know, we get some lights and come out and get it. He goes, I'll leave it. We'll get it in the morning. I said, well, I'm going home tonight. He goes, well, it's camp meet then. I said, okay. And that was my last deal with that crew, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even want to bother looking for my deer, you know. So, and they insisted on not looking for it. So, is what it is. Hey, there's Captain Don. Let's see. What's he in say? How about a poaching report? There aren't any. That's the problem, or I would have given you one. Thanks, Captain Don. Oh, my gosh. How about that? But I'm still curious about John B. I really am. I hope everything's good.
If he's out there, please.
He's out there, I'm sure, you know.
No, maybe.
But maybe he's on vacation or out, you know, who knows.
Maybe he's asleep.
I doubt it.
Look, I actually slept in the other day. That was kind of nice.
When, last week?
No, not.
Last week when I was here by myself?
No.
And you were in Easton sleeping?
That is only one of three shows I've missed ever.
In the last two years?
2 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's Craig. He wants to talk about deer on Eastern Shore. Let's see what he has to say.
Talk to Craig.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Craig, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What can we do for you?
Well, I love your show, first of all. But I live down here in Somerset County, not too far from Chris Diddle on the Eastern Shore.
Yeah, man. I love it down there.
Oh, it's the best fishing and crabbing and, you know, all kind of good
stuff. I know it. You got to fish down there that nobody ever sees in the bay.
Oh, I know. But I want to ask you something. I want the truth. I had about 5 acres of land here, and I have my own little forest that backs up into a great big forest. And the deer run through there all the time.
Right.
I'm just curious. If I shot one, even in the right season, on my own property, and everybody saw it, is that against the law?
Now, what do you mean? If you shot one, when?
In the right
season.
Well,
anytime. Well, especially when they're in season.
Well, what do you mean, especially when they're in season?
Well, you know what I mean. When the other people were hunting.
Yeah, okay. So in season. But you don't have a hunting license?
No, sir.
But you're private.
I've never shot one yet.
You've never shot a deer, but you don't have a hunting license. You've never taken a hunter safety education course.
Oh, I'm going to have to do that. I shoot a muzzleloader, that's all.
Shoot a muzzleloader and you don't have to do. You know, I think you would probably be in violation of the law if you didn't have a hunter safety certificate.
All right.
I think you would. You might want to look around in the county and see who offers a hunter safety education course. Take the course. As a private landowner, you may not need a license, but you're going to have the harvest card. And to get that, I'm pretty sure you're going to need to have a hunting license.
Okay.
I mean, to have a hunter safety course, not necessarily a hunter, not necessarily a hunting license. And you do, have to wear orange, by the way, if you're hunting this year.
Well, nobody's ever seen them. I mean, I'm on the property, and I have a tractor with a cart on the back, and I got 30 deer right in the cart.
Yeah, but just because nobody sees you do it doesn't make it right.
I know. God's
got his eye on you, buddy.
Okay, well, listen, I wanted to mention something to you about, the situation real quick in the world. The reason why we got involved in World War II is the Japanese attacked Pearl Bailey.
And what?
I say the reason why we got involved in World War II because the Japanese actually attacked Pearl Bailey.
Pearl Bailey. Okay. Thanks, Craig.
Day.
I'll see you, buddy.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
410 WCBM 680. Go ahead and top that, listeners. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Clyde Sports Shop, you know. Crabbing season is not ending. I mean, it's just getting good. The crabs are big. They've shed a few times. They're nice, fat crabs right now. And you want to get out there and get after them. just go stop at Clyde's Sport Shop. They've got all the bait you need or want or can imagine for crabbing, and everything for crabbing. They've got the topless traps. They've got the box traps. They've got the trot lines ready to go. They've got all the bait. They've got the seasoning. They've got the steamers. You know, get to Clyde's for your crabbing supplies. Fishing season is just as good, but it's hunting season coming up soon. They've got the great Coda bow and now new Bear crossbows. They got all the Browning firearms. It's their 60th anniversary. You want to read about the early years? Go to Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It's online, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and read about the Clyde Sports Shop in the beginning. They've been there 60 years since 1957. They've got rod and reel repair. So if you're going to quit for the summer and switch over to hunting, get your busted up stuff in there. If you're going to get ready for the upcoming deer waterfowl season, don't wait any longer to get your guns in there to get cleaned and repaired and get a new scope put on and that type of thing. Clyde Sports Shop, your full service sporting goods dealer in Baltimore, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, for the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, 247-FISH. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199, 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex.